Thank you. I'm very happy to be here. Actually, I have had no problems at all. It's been awesome. I've been sleeping like 10 hours every night, so I feel great. Thank you. It was. You know, I think swimming backstroke outdoors, you know, this season has really been a new challenge for me. And it's definitely a lot different than swimming indoors, which people don't think about a lot. But so I was really, really happy with that time. You know, I just watched Seabomb do amazing at Commonwealth, you know, so it was awesome to be able to get out there. And I'm really excited for the backstroke races that'll come up in the next week. You know, not too much. I'm actually really bad at knowing what's going on. My mom is way better, so she normally sends me updates. But I definitely am really interested in, you know, some of the events I swim and what's going on and the relays and things like that. So obviously heard about the incredible swims that were going on over there, and I think it's going to be a really fun race coming up this week. It was unbelievable. I was completely blown away by it. To have three people go under 53 is truly amazing. Like, that's absolutely incredible. And to have a team like you guys that's going to push us like that, it's awesome. And I think we're all really excited. We have a lot of new faces on our 4x100 freestyle relay this year. So I think it's going to be really fun to have such a great team to go out and race against. You know, I think it's the best team that, you know, that we have to race against in that relay. The Netherlands are amazing too. I mean, they have an incredible 4x100 freestyle relay, but the thing is, it's hard to call it a rivalry when we're all so friendly with each other. I mean, we're constantly joking. You know, Australia is probably the other team in the ready room that's dancing and laughing as much as we are. So I think we're two teams that really just enjoy getting up and racing each other because we really have that ability to push each other.
Emily says, like, Seabomb says that her main goal is taking that world record of yours in 100 meters. Is that something you know that, you know, she's right on your tail?
Absolutely, and I don't have the world record in 100. I have the world record in 100. It's fine. But you know, it's awesome. You know, we had some really great races in London, and I'm really, really excited to see what we can do. I mean, it's all about pushing each other. That's the best thing about this sport is you're never on your own. You always have people right there to keep you motivated to keep you going, and Emily is definitely one of those people to do that too. And she had a great 200 back too at Commonwealth. I'm like, all right, she's coming to me on that one too.
Were you fully tapered at Nationals?
I wasn't. No, I definitely think I'm going to be rested more for this meet, which will be nice. I had that 2-3-2 back double, and that took quite a bit out of me. I was a little tired there, so I have multiple doubles here too, but I think they'll all be a little less intense than that one, and mostly they'll be relays and individual events, which I love. So.
And you won free. Looking forward to that battle against Kate and Bronte?
Absolutely, of course. You know, they're so incredible, and not just in the pool. I mean, after being able to get to know them these past few years, you know, their family is just unbelievable, and that's, when people ask me about them, I always say, yeah, like, they're incredible, but did you know this about them? Like, I just think they're incredible people, and they're so, so sweet. They're amazing, and I just think it's awesome to be on a team like that with your sister. Like, that must be so much fun. So what they've accomplished as a family and individually is amazing.